For our GeoQuiz today, we're going down under. We're looking for a city in Australia that's racked up a number of firsts. It was home to Australia's first traffic lights, installed in 1928. The country's first elevators, both freight and passenger, cranked up there in the 1870s and 1880s. And the first woman's only gym in Australia opened in the city back in 1879. Also, a local brewery was the first in the nation to sell beer in cans as opposed to bottles. That was in 1958. Now the city can boast another first. Its harbor is the first known home of a new species of dolphin. Where are we? You don't have too much time before we come back with the answer. And as promised, the answer to our quiz, Kate Charlton-Robb, is a researcher at Monash University in the city that we're looking for as the answer. Kate, where are you?
Melbourne.
The second largest city in Australia and the site of this new dolphin discovery. So at first, you and the other researchers thought that these dolphins were bottlenose species of dolphins. Remind us, beyond the name, what the bottlenose looks like and how this particular dolphin looked different.
Okay, so the bottlenose dolphin is most well known for the flipper series that you have, the dolphin series. So it's those ones that you see in SeaWorld that do all of the leaps. So these dolphins that are now a new species looked a little bit in between and had characteristics of some of the common bottlenose dolphin, but it also, the other species, the Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphin, it had some characteristics of those, but then it also had different characteristics that were not found in either of those two species.
Like what?
The coloration of these guys. They have a very distinct tricoloration with a dark gray on the top leading to a very pale mid-gray during the midline and then a white on the bottom. And that white and the light gray extends over the eye. They have a very stubby rostrum, a very short nose, and a very falcate dorsal fin. So they're quite distinctive when you compare other flipper-type dolphins.
It seems kind of funny that these dolphins could be, as you've said, under your nose for so long and nobody had identified them as a different species. How could that happen?
I think the beauty of this study is that we didn't take each of these characters in isolation. We actually took a holistic approach. We're able to use newer technologies that are now available in comparison to the older ones that have been done and used for quite some time based on the skull morphology.
For you, what was the coolest new technology that you used to identify this new species?
The genetics is always really interesting and being able to extract DNA from skin and be able to gather so much information, you know, not necessarily just about its species identity, but also the sex of the animal and kinship relationships and migration patterns between populations. I think using this DNA, it's quite amazing that you can get such a huge amount of information just out of, you know, such a small fragment.
Okay, so you got the naming rights. So what are you calling it?
So we've called it Tursiops australis. So Tursiops is the genus name for bottlenose, and australis is Latin for south, which is staying true to the endemic nature being in southern Australia. And the common name is the Burranan dolphin. So that's based on the Aboriginal narrative of the dialects in this region, meaning large fish of the porpoise kind. So what we were able to do is work with the Aboriginal elders and go back through the narratives, you know, for thousands of years and be able to stay true to the historical context of this dolphin.
And what's the upshot of this? I mean, aside from the personal pride and the contribution that you've made by finding and identifying and naming this new species of dolphin, what are the other ramifications?
Well, obviously, being restricted to such a small part of the world, we don't want to lose it. We want to be able to protect the animal for future generations.
Do they need protection? How many are there?
Well, we only have in the resident population in Port Phillip Bay about 100 animals and down in the Gippsland Lakes about 50. Now, that's based on the resident animals. Outside of that, we really need to do a lot more research to find out where else and how many there are. So, you know, these are two very small isolated populations. And so in order to protect them, we need to be able to continue the research and potentially see if there are other populations in this region that are sustainable.
That's Kate Charlton-Robb, a researcher at Monash University in Melbourne, Australia. The answer to our geoquiz, Kate has helped discover and name the new Boronin dolphin, a new species of dolphin. Thanks, Kate.
Thank you.
Take a look at a video of the dolphin swimming in Australia. See if you can tell the difference in species. That's at theworld.org. A shout out now to our GeoQuiz texting game winners, Garrett from Sacramento, California, Teresa in Homer Glen, Illinois, and Chris in Edmonds, Washington. They all sent us the correct answer. Now, if you'd like to play the GeoQuiz texting game on your cell phone, just text GeoQuiz to 69866.